Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, were the grandparents haunting their home or were they just watching over them?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
If you have a real ghost story, we would love it if you would share it with us. Call it in anytime. It's 855-853-4802. You can write in your real ghost stories at realghoststoriesonline.com. You can become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, all with no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. Try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. And Kathy Gordon, how's it going today?
Oh my gosh, it seems like so long.
We have not
since
done
we've
this forever.
Done an episode. My goodness gracious. With Christmas, having that Christmas break in there, and then I traveled around the world.
I know, and, since you've last been on the show, little does everyone know that you have been to Greece and back.
Yeah, I went to the Parthenon.
I know, I did. That was kind of life-changing for you.
I am a different person because I have seen the Parthenon, and so it makes you completely different, and it is funny because I've had people... random people like, oh, you know, like, I like your hair or I like this or I like that. And I just giggle to myself because it's not my hair. They just don't know that I've seen the Parthenon.
Okay. So please explain this to someone who is not ever, they're not familiar with the Parthenon. They don't know anything about it. They are right now going, why is that a life-changing experience for Kathy?
Who cares? What does she know? Well, okay. So the Parthenon is dated approximately 430, 450, right in there, BC. And it is in Athens, Greece. There is a very high hill that has, you know, a platform on the top of it. It's the highest peak in Athens. And they put, when they were building these magnificent temples and their sacred buildings are up there. They had a treasury up there. They had these important things because you always put your important stuff on a high hill back then for defensive purposes, right? Mm, yeah. It would be protective if you could be up high. You know, whenever you study like World War I or World War II and the Civil War in high school, they're always like, we got to take the hill. Well, there was, you know, to actually have the hill was a big deal. Now it's not so big because we can just bomb things and it's not that big of a deal. But then it was, right? And so you would always put your most important buildings up there. Of all the buildings, the Parthenon, which is a sacred temple dedicated to the goddess Athena, whose Athens is named for, right? And she was the goddess of weaving and war and lots of different things.
That's so interesting that she would get weaving and war.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She has numerous things that she's the goddess
weaving
of.
Would but go along with sewing or
well, you would think. But gardening. She had to fight for it. She had a battle with Poseidon. She had the sacred, you know, olive tree or whatever. Anyway, but she won. Anyway. They built a temple dedicated to her, and it is absolutely astounding. It's just stunningly beautiful. It's a temple that was created for perfection, and it really is truly, truly beautiful. So, yes, that's why I'm not the same.
Well, and I went through the Christmas holidays and bartended some, and my life has not changed.
Well,
it will. Mine was kind of boring, but that's
well, yes,
okay.
But, you know, that wouldn't have meant a lot to other people, but I teach art history, and so it's a huge deal.
Oh, absolutely. I would love to see it sometime because it does. It looks incredible, and your pictures were incredible, and Kate's pictures, your daughter, it was just really cool. I'm glad you were able to go.
It was awesome.
So your dog and my dog had the time of their lives while you were gone. They loved it.
Back to our conversation in just a moment. First, I want to thank our supporter today, NutriSense. That is actually the sound of the NutriSense biosensor that I've been wearing. With NutriSense, it's really amazing. I've learned some very interesting things about my food and drink choices and how it all affects my body. And also how sleep, exercise, stress, all of that exercise plays a big role in my health as well. Your glucose levels can significantly impact how your body and mind feels and functions. NutriSense lets you analyze your glucose levels in real time in response to food, exercise, stress, sleep. It's been, like I said, very fascinating to see my results and see what I need to do different to feel my best all the time. NutriSense includes 1 month of free board-certified nutritionist guidance and support. My nutritionist has been super helpful going over the results, the data, and answering any questions I have so I can fully understand what exactly this system is, how it works, and what I can do to make it work best for me. It keeps me accountable by messaging me when I'm going off my plan. It's kind of nice. Yes, NutriSense has helped me take better choices into account about what I eat. NutriSense has really helped put in perspective for me what I need to do to feel my best in terms of losing weight, mental acuity, physical fitness, all of that. It can do the same for you too. Start decoding your body's messages and pave the way for a healthier life. Visit NutriSense.com/ghost and get $30 off your first month and 1 month of board-certified nutritionist support. When they ask how you learned about NutriSense, make sure you tell them it was the Real Ghost Stories Online podcast.
So you want to hear a ghost story?
I really want to hear a ghost story.
Okay. So this comes to us from Sweden. And it says, hey guys, my name is Jenny. I'm from Sweden. I recently started to listen to your show and it's really interesting and at times very creepy. I wanted to share this with you. One of my best friends grew up on an old farm in rural Sweden. It was passed down to her father from his parents. I don't remember exactly when the house was built, but I believe it was in the early 1900s. Since then, it has been renovated, and also a new part has been added on to the house. From the beginning, the kitchen was upstairs, but in the renovations, a new kitchen was built downstairs, leaving the house with two kitchens. My friend's bedroom was in the old part of the house. Her older brother had a disease that broke down his body and senses gradually, so when he was a kid, he could walk, run, and see, but gradually that went away. That just breaks my heart.
Oh.
When we first got to know each other in the fifth grade, her brother could walk, but with difficulty, and he had gone blind. The new part of the house was built for him and was handicapped adapted. By the time we were in what I believe would be called senior high school for you guys, he had assistance 24/7. And it is senior high school for us guys. There were also two assistants at a time working in their house, and they would be sleeping on call during the night. My friend started to fill in as his assistant as she was completing a nursing care program at school. As his disease progressed, he developed epilepsy, among other problems. I can't remember the name of the disease, but when he was first diagnosed, the doctors predicted that he would probably not live to be even 20 years old. A truly horrific disease. He was born in 1988, my friend and I in 1991, and they also had an older brother born in 1984. Now that you've gotten some background, let's move on to the more paranormal parts of the story. Ever since I got to know her, it has been a fact that her house is haunted. They often would see shadows walking through the house and were never scared from what I could tell. My friend's oldest brother had the room right next to hers in the old part of the house, and would often hear her talking in the middle of the night, and if he went to check on her, she would be sitting up and talking, turned towards her bookshelf, which was placed in a 90-degree angle from the bed. I don't think they ever thought of it as anything more than her just talking in her sleep, but I think she might have been talking to someone. That would be weird to wake up in the middle of the night and hear somebody, find him just talking, just sitting up talking, and nobody's there. That would be a little bit creepy to me. So, Kathy,
well,
just
and
don't ever do that at my house.
Well, yeah, and no. And I think also that she always seemed to be facing the same direction.
Yeah.
It seemed to happen, you know, more than one occasion. And that would be weird if you're just talking in your sleep that you keep sitting up and facing the same way and things like that.
Oh, creepy. They believe it to be her father's parents who were still in the house. When she met her now husband, he made it clear that he didn't believe in anything paranormal. One day, while they were having breakfast in the kitchen downstairs, he suddenly went still and got very pale. My friend asked him if he had seen something, and he said he had seen a shadow walking through the refrigerator. My friend just explained to him that there used to be a door opening where the fridge is now standing, and that's why the shadows walk through the fridge. After that day, he never said anything about not believing. I think it's very interesting how it's just very matter of fact. Oh, well, yeah, because there used to be a doorway there.
Yeah.
That does make sense.
Yeah.
I only experienced something in the house on an autumn night around 2011 or 2012. We had a girls' night out with another friend of ours, and I think she left around 10 at night, but I stayed a bit longer. My friend's room was on the second floor, and we sat in her bed talking when suddenly we heard the front door slam shut with a loud bang. Everyone else in the house had already gone to bed, or so we had thought at least. My friend got really scared, and remember, she had grown up in this house and was used to seeing shadows, but this was something that had never occurred before. I said, we've got to go check it out. What if something is in the house? I slowly walked down the stairs while my friend huddled at the top of the stairs, too scared to go down. The house was dark and silent. There was no one there, and the door was closed. We couldn't find any logical explanation. It was a heavy door, and it took some force to shut it properly, and I knew that I had shut it when our other friend went home earlier. And it was, as I've said, in the autumn, and it was windy outside. There was a stair with an iron rail on the outside leading up to the door, so if the door had really been open and blowing in the wind, we would have heard it hitting the rail. But there was no sound before the door slammed shut. The assistants who worked in the house also experienced things. One of them was woken up by hammering sounds on the wall in the middle of the night, and in the morning, I asked my friend's father what he was doing hammering at night. He told the assistant that he had been sleeping in his bed all night long. Another of the assistants woke up from someone shaking her awake, only there was no one there. She got so scared that she sat in an armchair the rest of the night, and when her shift ended, she went home and never worked a night shift there again. I think it really was the grandparents, and they wanted the assistants to be awake for some reason. Maybe they could feel their grandson would soon have a seizure or would need help in some other way. Sadly, he passed away in 2020 at the age of 31. He passed away at home, and I'd like to think that his grandparents warmly received him. I like to think that too.
Yeah.
You know, maybe a lot of this, you know, older house, you know, there definitely could have been paranormal activity that wasn't the grandparents. But maybe things like the slamming door, that could have been the grandparents. And maybe it was all about getting their attention to pay attention to the son.
You know, like maybe
they
were something.
Maybe they were falling asleep and the grandparents were like, you're not sleeping. You're paid to watch over our grandson and you're going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he needed something at that moment.
Yeah.
You know,
and maybe that's who her husband saw walk through the refrigerator. I don't know. I like the idea of it being the grandparents.
Because a lot of times they seemed to just be completely fine with things like shadows pass this or that. But then occasionally something would happen that would scare everybody.
Yeah.
You know,
but maybe it took that to get their attention.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing about her sleeping or sitting up in her bed and talking, that could just be that. That could be a sleepwalking, sleep talking sort of thing. You know, because there are a lot of people who talk in their sleep. So she could sit up and talk in her sleep. That doesn't mean it's paranormal. Is it creepy? I think it's creepy. Doesn't mean it's paranormal, though.
True. That's true.
But I do like the idea of it being the grandparents watching over him. I think that's quite beautiful, actually.
I do, too.
Thank you for writing that story all the way from Sweden. I appreciate that. We have got another one. Here you go.
This is Alistair again from Dallas. So I just finished listening to the episode about the haunted hotel with Kathy and the other lady. And it actually reminded me of a haunted hotel that I went to. I went to Colorado Springs, actually Colorado Nestis Park. So I went to the Stanley Hotel. Had to go check it out. You know, I'm a big Stephen King fan. And I enjoyed the history more than anything else. But we had just visited room 217, the haunted room. And my group was actually, you know, I got my selfie with the room. And as we walked away, we passed these double French doors on the second floor going back to the main stairwell. And the tour guide was talking to everybody. And there was only four of us next to this French door. And it was a mother and daughter. This older guy had a Dark Side of the Moon shirt on. And and myself. And as the tour guide's talking, telling a story, I hear, and I turn around thinking that it's the guy that he's having some breathing problems. I look at him, I turn around, look at him, and he's got his arms crossed, and, you know, he seems to be okay. So I hear it again, and I look back on the guy one more time, and he's fine, so I disregard it. So as the tour guy says, you know, hey, everybody, let's go down to the basement, I hear the teenage girl ask the guy, hey, are you okay? And he goes, yeah, why? She goes, my mom and I heard you breathing really heavy, and we thought it was an asthma attack. And he goes, it wasn't me. And I turn around without helping myself, and I said, that was not you. And I said, I heard it as well. And the mother, daughter, and I are all looking at each other. The older guy's looking at us like, well, what the hell did y'all hear? And it was just crazy. So I've always wanted to tell that story. That happened this year in July of 2023. I hope that they're listening to this because they will have remembered it as well. We discussed it some more in the basement where I got some awesome pictures down there, but that's another story. Anyway, talk to y'all later. Bye.
So what do you think? Do you think the guy could have just been effing with him?
Possible. It's possible. And
because I mean, there are people who would be doing that, like
on a ghost tour.
Yeah.
You know, especially
guys
in that situation.
Dark Side of the Moon shirts.
And we do love the Dark Side of the Moon. You and I are both huge fans. But maybe it was something odd. If I knew the configuration of how everybody was standing now, Alistair's standing in front of the Dark Side of the Moon guy.
Sounded like
I'm not
it.
Sure where the mom and the daughter are. Like, are they right next to him or are they in front of him too? Is he back behind him all by himself? Or are they right beside him so that they could actually see? You know what I mean?
I assumed listening to that story that they all just heard the sound that was coming from him. So it's like, why that dude doing that? You know?
Yeah.
That it was that real, that it was coming from him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
To the point the other couple asked, you know, the mom and the daughter. Yeah. Is like, why are you making that weird sound?
Yeah.
Now,
you know, I don't know.
I don't either.
And he swears it wasn't him.
He said it wasn't him.
But and they are is it just somebody wanting to play with everybody on a ghost tour?
But they are in the Stanley Hotel, and they're right by room 217.
And there you go.
Allegedly,
and that's
super haunted.
That's right.
I don't know.
I don't know either, but I do know I want to go to the Stanley Hotel. I have seen it. But I've not been in it.
Okay, so what about this? Like, say you and I went there sometime.
Yeah.
Would we stay in it? Or would we stay in a nearby hotel?
No. You got to stay in it. How can we talk to our listeners if we don't stay in it? They would be like...
That would be really...
You
got to
get us a story here. You know.
They'd be disappointed in us.
They'd be so disappointed
in us. They'd be like, we all know Carol's a wuss, and now she just went and proved it.
Yeah, she made Kathy stay at the Stanley all by herself.
I know. That is something I would do.
You would. You totally would.
You won't ever get me to stay at the Crescent Hotel again. Well, not like we made it through the night anyway. But I don't know. I'd have to think about that. But I would love to go because it's so freaking cool looking.
I know. I really think it would be really awesome to go there. And I got a feeling there's some other little stops we could do around, you know, in the Colorado area too, with some other
places.
Let's
just load up our dogs. And well, unless they're not dog friendly. If they're not dog friendly, then I'm sorry, we can't stay there.
Yeah. But we'll find out. They might let us.
I don't know. That's pretty interesting. So I don't know. It could be paranormal, or it could just be that guy just messing with him.
He was Dark Side of the Moon. And people that are Dark Side of the Moon people are all, it could be, right?
And
so, you know, you and I recently went to the Dark Side of the Moon planetarium show.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was awesomely good. But I could see the stoner guy sitting beside us pulling the same thing if we were at the Stanley Hotel, too.
I could see that. So
they were
nice,
but they were like 70-year-old stoner guys.
Well, if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. Call it in at 855-853-4802. Write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. If you'd like, become a premium subscriber. You get advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. Sign up today through Apple Podcasts, or you can sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.